In high school basketball around the area last night, girls postseason play continued with 1A and 2A regional action. In 1A regional quarterfinal round play last night, in Region 8, it was Adair Casey over Heartland Christian 60-51. Exira EHK, a 74-48 winner over Woodbine. Arweva beat Storm Lake St. Mary's 61-48. Kingsley Pearson over Westwood 56-50. In Region 7 quarterfinal round play, Bedford a winner over Lamoni 57-33. Fremont Mills beat Essex 50-43. Murray over Lennox 53-26. Stanton beat Sydney 73-38. In Region 6 quarterfinal round play, it was Ankeny Christian over Guthrie Center 62-48. Coon Rapids Bayard defeated Peyton Sherdan 52-41. In Class 2A regional quarterfinal play last night, in Region 7, IKM Manning a 77-44 winner over Riverside. Panorama defeated Earlham 43-40. It was South Central Calhoun topping Audubon 52-41. Central Decatur beat Mount Air 62-53. In Class 2A Region 8 quarterfinal round play last night, it was Trainer beating St. Albert 48-47. Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 60-55. Woodbury Central beat Maple Valley 61-55. Also in boys' regular season basketball last night, Harlan downed Creston 70-60, Lewis Central a 70-66 winner over Glenwood, and Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Thomas Jefferson 64-41 was the final. Well, speed beat size last night in Ames as the Iowa State Cyclones posted their 20th win of the season with an 85-76 victory over 19th-ranked Texas. The Cyclones pulled away in the second half as they improved to 8-5 in the Big 12.
Better defense was excellent in the first half, held them to 27% shooting. You know, they got some offensive rebounds on us, which isn't unexpected with this team. They're the number one team in our league, getting 40% of their misses in that area. But, you know, I thought we battled them, and especially as the half went on, we did a better job of going out and making first contact. You know, did a good job withstanding that. And then once we did get the rebound, I thought our transition offense was exceptional tonight.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones shot 49% for the game as they were led by Melvin Edgem's 25 points.
Melvin, you know, really had his legs underneath him today. You know, I think he was a little bit tired in the last one, and I think his knee was bothering him a little bit, but he was awesome today, really getting out and flying down the floor and beating their bigs. And you have to, because they have a size advantage and we have a speed advantage with those big guys, and I thought he ran the floor very well.
Well, Hoiberg says it was a complete effort by his ball club last night as Iowa State picks up the Big 12 victory. Richard Carter scored 19 points to help Drake hold on after nearly blowing a 20-point second-half lead against Northern Iowa last night with a 70-67 victory. Carter's three-pointer put Drake up 52-32 with 13:22 left after a basket at the 7:49 mark. Drake didn't score again until Carter's two free throws with 59 seconds left for a 64-60 lead. Six Northern Iowa players scored during a 16-0 run led by Deion Mitchell with five, including a steal and a layup with a minute 23 left. Northern Iowa got within 65-64 with 26 seconds left, and they had a chance to tie it at the 12-second mark, but Mitchell missed an open layup. Drake's Carl Madison made two free throws then to seal it. Trevor Berkeley added 15 points for Drake. Seth Tuttle had 20 points in defeat for Northern Iowa, while Mitchell added 16 points and four steals. The Bulldogs improved to 14-13 on the year. They're 5-10 in Missouri Valley play, while the Panthers are now 13-14 overall. They're 7-8 in the Valley. Fifth-ranked Duke has begun a stretch of four games in 8 days as they won in Atlanta last night. Jabari Parker had 16 points and 14 rebounds as the fifth-ranked Blue Devils whipped Georgia Tech 68-51. Duke is 21-5 overall. They're 10-3 in the ACC following their fourth straight victory and the ninth in their last 10 games. Matt Shrigley drained four three-pointers on his way to a 15-point night as number 6 San Diego State silenced Utah State 60-45. The Aztecs are 23-2. Eighth-ranked Kansas beat Texas Tech 64-63 on Andrew Wiggins' layup with 2 seconds left. Wiggins finished with 19 points as the Jayhawks reached the 20-win plateau for the 25th consecutive year. Also last night, 9th-ranked Villanova posted a double overtime win, 82-79 over Providence on the road as the Wildcats improved to 23-3 overall. They're 11-2 in the Big East Conference. Russ Smith scored 19 points and Luke Hancock added 16 as 11th-ranked Louisville ripped South Florida 80-54. Justin Anderson and Joe Harris made consecutive three-pointers to cap a 23-6 run, allowing number 14 Virginia to turn an 11-point second-half deficit to a 57-53 victory over Virginia Tech. Also, number 18, Kentucky, beat Mississippi 84-70. Julius Randle had 25 points and 13 rebounds last night for Kentucky. Indiana postponed last night's basketball game against number 15, Iowa, after a piece of metal fell into the seats at Assembly Hall about 6 hours before tip-off. Athletic Director Fred Glass said the school made the decision after the metal piece that was roughly 8 feet long and 14 inches wide fell into the lower bowl of the arena and damaged seats in the northwest corner. A makeup date has not yet been set. Glass said the school made the decision for the safety of fans and that no decision had been made about whether to play tonight's women's game against Michigan. Assembly Hall opened during the 1971-72 season. It holds more than 17,000 fans. A multi-million dollar renovation plan is in the works for the arena. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana beating Atlanta 108-98. Cleveland topped Philadelphia 114-85. Toronto over Washington 103-93. Charlotte beat Detroit 108-96. Memphis over New York 98-93. Milwaukee beating Orlando 104-100. Miami topping Dallas 117-106. Phoenix beat Denver in overtime 112-107. While San Antonio dumped the LA Clippers 113-103. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving in my car, beep beep, obeying the law, sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, the National Labor Relations Board has opened a closely watched hearing on a bid to form what would be the first union for college athletes in U.S. history. Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter opened the hearing by testifying that he was essentially paid to play because of his scholarship. Coulter characterized playing college football as a job and said schools make clear to incoming players that athletics are a higher priority than academics. Coulter is a co-founder of the newly formed College Athletes Players Association. When asked why Northwestern gave him a scholarship of $75,000 a year, he responded, quote, to play football, to perform in athletic service. Georgia strong safety Josh Harvey Clemens has been dismissed from the team after being suspended twice last season for an undisclosed violation of team rules. Harvey Clemens was ordered to sit out the team's season opener against Clemson in the Bulldogs' Gator Bowl loss to Nebraska. He had 66 tackles, an interception, and a team-leading 3 fumble recoveries as a sophomore last season. A person familiar with the agreement says D'Angelo Hall has agreed to a 4-year deal to stay with the Washington Redskins. The deal keeps the 30-year-old cornerback in Washington, where he's played the past 6 seasons. Hall had 4 interceptions last season, including 2 returned for touchdowns. Longtime analysts Dan Marino and Shannon Sharp will not return to the CBS NFL pregame show. Marino leaves after 13 seasons with CBS, while Sharp joined for the 2004 season, giving him a decade on the show. CBS says recently retired star tight end Tony Gonzalez will join the network as an analyst for the NFL Today, as well as other programming. CBS Sports Chairman Sean McManus was very high on the future of Gonzalez in broadcasting, saying, quote, he's the closest thing to a sure bet that I've seen in a long time. You can't teach likability. In baseball news, Cleveland Indians pitcher Justin Masterson has accepted a 1-year contract worth just over $9.7 million, avoiding an arbitration hearing. The agreement is $162,500 below the midpoint of the $11.8 million he'd asked for and the $8.05 million that Cleveland had offered. The 28-year-old right-hander led the Indians in wins last year, going 14-10 with a .345 earned run average. He'll be eligible for free agency after this season. And officials at Knoxville Raceway announced plans for a major improvement at the facility, which is home to the sprint car racing's most famous event, the Knoxville Nationals. Brian Stickle is the track's general manager.
We're wanting to build about a 4-story structure that includes suites, a new ticket office. The suites would have between 300 and 360 new seats in them. For the Knoxville Nationals and the late model Nationals, we have a need for additional suites.
Stickle says they hope to break ground on the project by the end of the 2016 racing season.
You know, we have a lot of work yet to do on the project, and hopefully we can break ground sooner. But at the latest, we want to meet the end of 2016 date and have it completed before the 2017 season.
Stickle says the project will cost between $4 and $6 million. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.